This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
The International Towing and Recovery Museum and Hall of Fame in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is the only museum in the world specifically showcasing tow trucks, tow truck drivers, and anything relating to the tow truck industry. It never would have occurred to me to put the Tow Truck Museum on my list of must-dos in Chattanooga, but I'm sure glad I stopped in for a visit. Showcased within the museum are more than 20 poster child tow trucks, from the largest tow truck in the world,
the world's largest mechanical wrecker, a Holmes W70 with an impressive 70-ton capacity. Only four of these were ever built, and the only one left today is immortalized for your viewing pleasure at the Towing Museum.
To a mammoth World War II tank recovery tow truck,
a Holmes W45 military wrecker from World War II that supported Patton's Red Ball Express,
and the oldest tow truck in the world, built in 1916.
Visitors also enjoy its miniature tow trucks and antique automotive tools.
A touching bonus of my museum experience was the Tow Truck Driver Hall of Fame, where tow truck drivers, operators, and owners from around the world have their portraits on the Wall of Fame. But most touching of all was the Wall of the Fallen, outside by the street, honoring the hundreds of tow truck drivers who have been killed in the line of duty. There's a poster inside the museum honoring the fallen comrades. It's reminiscent of a poster from the Vietnam War era. There's a tow truck driver extricating a mom and child as flames engulf their vehicle. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Chattanooga, Tennessee at the International Towing and Recovery Museum and Hall of Fame, where we visit with Angela Roper, Executive Director.
There are so many people that I meet around the country, around the world, that have no clue that there is an international towing and recovery museum. Historic tow trucks, they called the wrecker back in the day.
A group of people back in the 80s decided that they needed to focus on our industry and to let more people know about it, and that there's a lot of people in our industry that do a lot for the towing industry. So they created the Friends of Towing, which became, as we know today, the International Towing and Recovery Museum.
A lot of the tow truck companies are members.
Yes, we are a nonprofit, so we're solely supported by our membership and by donations. It is international because we are the only one in the world, and we house a Hall of Fame, and that Hall of Fame has people in it that have been inducted, and they're from all over the world. So it is definitely unique.
Can we zip over there and take
sure.
a look?
Sure, absolutely.
That's one of the coolest things about the International Recovery Museum is honoring those unsung heroes.
Not only because of what these people do, to be in the Hall of Fame, you have to be in business for 20 plus years. You can't just own a bunch of tow trucks and make a good income. You have to have done something substantial in our industry, substantial in your community. You need to be a pillar of that area and to give back to our industry. And, you know, most people here are owners of companies, or they are being in the manufacturing business of some sort that has given to the industry.
You're right, international. Here's Rod McIntosh, Durban, South Africa.
Oh, we have them from England. Actually, this year we're inducting 9 more individuals from all over. That one's from England. Mm-hmm. And we're putting in 2 from Canada this year as well.
So do you have an induction ceremony?
We do. In September, we have an induction ceremony.
And it takes place where?
It takes place here in Chattanooga, mm-hmm. at downtown at the Chattanoogan Hotel. We actually have a fundraising auction. We have meet and greet.
Here are a couple female Hall of Fame.
There
wreckers.
Are females. Yeah. Yes, I would not like it if there wasn't.
Yeah, there's Helen from Fern Park, Florida. Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Donna Coe from Oregon. We have one from Ohio. We have them from Iowa.
Here's Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Was it Janetta?
Some of them do have driven. They do drive. So that's, you know, part of the business. So you have to know all aspects of it.
Here's another, Pretoria, South Africa. Belgium, Switzerland.
Oh, we have them from all over. Like I said, we're international. And so our hopes is that eventually we'll have chapters overseas. Mm-hmm. So people who can't make the trip across the pond, we can actually still have functions over there in the chapters as well and be just a branch of the International Towing Museum.
How many historic tow trucks do you have here in the museum?
We have three downstairs, and then we have, so that makes about 21. We own seven of them outright. The rest of them are on loan to the museum, and they do two-year contracts with us.
And then you have some of the earliest tow trucks ever in planet Earth.
We have the replica of the first tow truck that was ever built, a 1913 Cadillac with a 1916 Wrecker Bed Home 680.
And then I remember a long time ago I was here, you had Repo Man. Is that still around? The Cadillac. With the wrecker coming out of the trunk.
No, that was before me.
Okay. You have a World War II tank wrecker in there.
We have a World War II, Holmes wrecker in there. They actually found it overseas and brought it back over. Back in 2006, a fund was established because most people don't understand that as towers, we are responders on the highway.
First responders sometimes.
Yes. So in doing that, we lose people in the line of duty. Mm-hmm. And so we created a fund back in 2005. And in 2006, there was a dedication on this memorial wall that's out here with the statue in front of the building. There are 392 names on that wall right now.
People that have died in the line of duty.
Wow. Yes. But we also established a fund at that same time, and the fund actually came before the wall, but we established a fund, or we pay funds to the families mm-hmm. of those killed in the line of duty. So whether they're a member or not, mm-hmm. we still give back to those families. Again, it's all done by donations, by our membership, and by, you know, people in the industry and vendors in the industry. This is our memorial wall.
And give us a description.
It's a tower actually rescuing someone who had crashed their car with their small child, and they're rescuing that person out of the actual water mm-hmm. is what it symbolizes. And we'll put names. We have a big ceremony as well as with our Hall of Fame induction. Mm-hmm. We have a Wall of the Fallen ceremony. So we will do that as well in September. And we bring all the families in. They come in for the event. And we truly try to honor those and memorialize those, you know, individuals that lost their lives.
Very cool. Now, that's like the Vietnam Memorial in
yes.
way over
oh,
here.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
All the brass plaques mm-hmm. and all the names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked earlier about the difference between wreckers.
Wreckers and tow trucks.
Yeah, but wrecker is not a commonly used name anymore, right?
Not anymore, no. It's more of a tow truck now. A lot of people still prefer to call it a wrecker, because that's what it originally started out as. Tow truck, I think, just professionalizes it more for our industry. You know, with the stereotypes that we do have out there, we try to get away from that. With, you know, the kind of equipment we have to have for the kind of towing we have to do these days, it's just really important that we do have a more professional aspect to it. Because what people don't realize about towing and towers is that there's a lot of professional, educated people out there that, you know, deserve that and to get away from that stereotype. So yeah.
So again, proper description and the name of your museum.
International Towing and Recovery Hall of Fame and Museum.
A must do if you come to Chattanooga.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
And do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's towingmuseum.com.
Yes.
Angela Roper, the executive director of the Towing Museum.
Angela, thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
There's even a celebrity in the mix. A vintage wrecker is on display from O'Hare Towing Service, the stars of the television show Wrecked on the Speed Channel. Although the museum is dedicated to the towing and recovery industry, so it also appeals to automotive buffs, military enthusiasts, toy collectors, and more.
I'm your host, travel correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tennessee. Come along now and let's explore the International Tow Truck Museum with Docent Jim Starry. Towing and recovery? Something about recovery?
Towing and recovery. Tow is to tow a car in. Recovery is to go down into the bank or whatever to recover. That's the difference.
So you have some of the most famous tow trucks in the history of the world here.
Probably the oldest, and as you can see very well, they're very nice.
Come over to this one here in the corner, the million-dollar one.
It's a 1913 locomobile made in Bridgeport, Connecticut. 1913 it was made for a total price of $6,000. Mm-hmm. We've been told the gentleman has been offered over $1 million for it.
Turned it down.
He has turned it down.
Let's go down the line here. You have some other classic. Behind you, the Cadillac tow truck. That's a crack up.
Oh, the Repo Man?
Yeah.
That's out of Colorado. We just got this one about 6-8 months ago.
This is for real.
This is for real, yeah. He used this prior to his retirement to repossess cars. Cadillac, a cut-down version of the Cadillac. He used it to repossess cars.
And I assume that people in Colorado are familiar with this vehicle.
Yeah, it was quite popular. Mm-hmm. It was quite popular for sure. He cut it down. It was a beautiful Cadillac.
Was it a wagon or a...
Well, I don't think so.
It was a sedan.
It looked like it was a sedan, 1965. Yeah, it was a regular sedan. There's a picture.
Show us what other classics you have here, the things you're most fascinated with.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. 61.
The granddaddy of them all.
The world's strongest. Not the world's largest, the world's strongest. It was found in Maryland in the 1980s and totally restored by a group of people from Canada, really, to the tune of $100,000 for restoration. Yeah. It is beautiful.
And how big a wreck could this thing tow?
The tonnage, the 70 ton.
And I understand it was originally designed for the military,
right, but didn't meet their expectations. Mm-hmm. So it was disbanded, and I think there's only like 4 of them made, and this is the only one to our knowledge in existence now.
Over down the line there, you have a World War II Army tow truck.
Yeah, we do. 6 of the local people here from Chattanooga that work for Miller Industry bought this in Europe. They put up the money to purchase it. Rumor has it costed them more to ship it over here from Europe than what they paid for it. But this was in the war. It was what they call a Diamond T. 1943 it was made, and it was in France. My name is Jim Starry. If you're ever in Chattanooga, Tennessee, come see us at the International Towing and Recovery Museum. We're on South Broad at the foot of Lookout Mountain.
All right, website?
Oh, it's internationaltowingandrecovery.org.
Excellent. Jim, thank you so much.
You're
this
welcome.
Has been great. World headquarters of towing history.
This is it. The only one in the world.
Thank you.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.